Okay, we're going to do a call the meeting to order. We would like to begin by acknowledging the land in which we gather is the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe and the Mississauga people. Start with roll call. Start with Councilor Haskell.
Councilor
Mayor Smith.
Councilor Mike Jackson.
Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Peter Hopkins, Mayor. We've got quite a few in on Zoom for the public component. Is there any declarations of conflict of interest? Hearing none. Moving into 5.1. Under the Municipal Act for two vacancies, we have to declare the vacancies. We have to approve the agenda first. So resolution 21335. Be resolved that Council Township McKellar has hereby approved the agenda for this meeting as presented. Mover and seconder? Second? Any discussion? All in favor? So we have the very first thing is resolution 21336. That the Township McKellar, in accordance with Section 262 of the Municipal Act S01 S02 2001 C25, is amended, hereby declares two seats to be vacant immediately. And further, that such vacancy be filled through the appointment process by appointment or call for applications set out in the Council's vacancy appointment procedures attached. Any mover and second? Second?
Can you read that again? Because that's not in my council package.
That's Township and McKellar, in accordance with Section 262 of the Municipal Act 2001, SO 2001, C25, is amended, hereby declares two seats to be vacant immediately. And further, that such vacancy be filled through the appointment process by appointment or call for applications set out in the council vacancy appointment procedures.
Clarification that the resolution that Councilor Peckman has is the original resolution that was in the package. Mayor Hopkins can speak to me tonight because of the 60-day turnaround. He asked if we would consider adding onto it to have a decision as to how the seats were going to be decided, and that's why the resolution has been.
Because it says sort of right, the day after.
It says the
so
day
how is, well, that's tomorrow. So if we can resolve it, then we can start the process of filling the vacancies within 60 days. We can start actually tomorrow.
Otherwise, we have to wait until the next council meeting, yeah, which is the 14th, or else we need to schedule
another reading.
Right. So if this one passes tonight, well, then the next step is that
we can start accepting up.
Immediately, kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's part of it now.
Just seems to follow sequence.
That's what point we declare the process. I guess we have to decide, right, whether it's a by election or by appointment. But we don't have to do that.
That's what comes after we do we declare there's vacancies. Then we go to process. We said the first thing we'll do is appoint. Appoint through the process of
the council meeting or the 14th.
Well, the appointments, you've got 60 days to do your appointments.
So we have time.
We've got time. Right.
So that one gets the ball rolling.
Gets the ball rolling.
That's it. That's all it does, right, is it gets the ball rolling rather than waiting until our next regular meeting to make that decision or to call another election or another meeting in order to determine that.
But it's not on the table yet, so I might have to put it on the table or not. If I can put it on the table, I'll put it on the table.
I would like to have the original resolution put on the table, so then that's doing the one thing that needs to be done, is declaring the vacancies. And then the second resolution actually has the way it's going to be done through this, which we just received, which I had an opportunity. I'd rather just we declare the vacancies so that the vacancies are being declared according to the municipal act to ensure that at least that step is fulfilled. And then how we proceed thereafter becomes another subject, another resolution, another discussion.
We can split the resolutions, but we still want like to bring up the second resolution to move forward on that process.
We can get the declaration of the
vacancies. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep. Fine, we can have that as a second resolution. Declarations number one.
So are you seconding 336?
Can you please read 336?
The Township of Geller, in accordance with Section 262 of the Municipal Act 2001, SO 2001C, 25 as amended, declares two seats to be vacant immediately.
Yes, I can second that.
Thank you. Any discussion?
Please.
Call a question, carried. All in favor? So, second. Let me just. Resolution 21337, be resolved that the Council of Township of Geller is hereby that the two vacant seats be filled to the appointment process applications as set out in the Council vacancy appointment procedures attached. We have a move, please. Council Heston, second. Discussion?
The attached with that pick here.
This one.
Okay. I would like to suggest maybe a change or two. Okay. Let's do that now.
Yep.
Okay. I'd like to put in on number six on the first page. Just add to the end of the sentence, says right now, well, three, a list of all candidates. So I'd like to add on to that, that submitted the council vacancy application form. So I think it's we, council will get to see everyone. Mm-hmm. Okay, I am then on number 11. I know where you said this came from, and I see why they have. Each member having an email to the clerk to be given the choice of candidates. We're not going to do that. We're actually
no,
going to be in person.
They do a lot of remote stuff. They have a lot of seasonal
counselors,
so they do a lot of remote stuff.
I do apologize, like I said, it was short notice, so.
Yeah.
So that's 14 would be appropriate to.
Yeah, so I'm not going to those up. Just go through it. Yeah, I'm fine. Just give it that.
Yeah, and I'll send copies out once I've got it amended, and I'll send copies.
Right, sure. Excuse me for one moment. The recorder is not recording.
I know. But Mary is
I'm recording.
Mary is reporting. I don't know what's going on with this recorder. It is fucked in out of there.
Other ones do that one?
I know we haven't really had a chance to study it. So I'm going to rely on the clients and the council copies.
Anything that you have concerns about?
Yeah, yes. The concern would be to pass that motion saying that this is how I don't know.
I certainly feel that way. You know, just this is the first I've seen of this. Mm-hmm. I've seen the felon report, I've seen the high school report, and they've given quite an extensive background information and, sections from the Ms. Black, what takes place when, different options of appointment, and then the council decides which option of appointment. I think that is quite thorough and complete and concise.
I wonder whether the motion might get the process going, and then we would help. You know,
for me to do the details,
if we could start taking names, but even if we got to meet again.
Well, that's pretty much next week. I was trying to avoid having another meeting that would whether be public or not public.
We'll set a meeting date.
We can.
And make it so it is public so they can hear. And by that time, I would have something fine tuned. And yes. Just if you come in advance, and we can both reply with our concerns.
Yeah.
I do apologize, it was my intent that this wasn't going to be until the next meeting, so understandable. So I don't know if we just start the process of taking names, how would the word go on that? It just says we start the process.
As we've done the declarations, and now we start this process as it is written.
Well, yeah.
We haven't had a lot of time to discuss it, so can easily defer it until the next meeting to review it now. We can use this as the base, and then they can come up with a review, and we'll have to meet next week because we'll lose the 60 days.
You could amend it by saying in further that such vacancy be filled through the appointment process, semicolon appointment procedures to be completed within the final days. So that we have a procedure.
The week or something.
Yeah, it's pretty important. I think it should be within a week.
If we have an order second that can amend that, then we can amend this motion in. Put a deadline of when we're going to consider it. Not tonight. We can do that. We can amend that if we have a mover and seconder, we both agree to do that, and we can.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Yeah, I think the process we're all in, but I think I just would have a chance. So fine, too.
Yes. Yes. Time
you
think
we
should meet? Get your calendar
done. Well, like I say, this is awful. So I can meet, say, next week, either like Monday or Tuesday or whatever. I think I'm hoping to meet all next week.
Seventh is Tuesday.
So we may find out work on Monday or
holiday? No.
That is a joke.
What's your wish? Wednesday, the 8th.
7th is okay. Or,
I'm fine with either, so. Is that fine for you on a timeline? Same time.
1 week, 7th.
Yeah.
5:30.
I like the 5:30. I think that's for staff kind of listening around an hour, I guess.
5:30, okay. Is that okay with the 2nd?
Yes.
Okay. So that's the. I'll reread it. Okay, we resolved that the Council of Township McKellar that does declare. That the 2 vacancies be filled through the appointment process by appointment. Or call for application is set out in the council vacancy appointment procedures to be completed and presented to council September 7, 2021, 5:30 p.m. Be it resolved that the council of township of McKellar is hereby declared that the 2 vacancies be filled through the appointment process by appointment or call for applications as set out in the council vacancy appointment procedures to be completed and presented to Council September 7, 2021, 5:30.
Amended version of the appointment procedure?
Well, that's going to be the one that we get circular.
So it's right now it's referring to this one here that we just received as is, and the updated reviewed version is what you're referring to.
Well, you say as presented.
As approved, maybe.
As approved.
Amended and approved.
Yes.
If you ever think you can, make sure the process is proper.
Yeah.
Sound for criticism.
Mm-hmm. Once you follow this black, you can't be criticized. As amended and approved on September 7, 2021, 5:30. Okay, any discussion?
Read it now as it's decision.
Be it resolved that the Council of Township McKellar does hereby declare that 2 vacancies be filled through the appointment process by appointment or call for applications set up in Council vacancy appointment procedures to be completed and presented as amended and approved to Council September 7, 2021, 5:30 p.m.
Well, one thing is usually either to say vote or appointment, and there are people who have wanted, we have received letters from people who wanted to bylaw process. So there probably should be that step with. By council at some point, just to show that council had, you know, taken a vote on which way to proceed, whether by bylaw or appointment,
by election. Yeah, sorry. Does all for that sort of doing that?
That's why I think Whitestone report was quite concise, and it went through all the steps so that everything was followed.
But what we're saying here is we're going by an appointment process, not an election process.
Well, the public would want to see that council had actually taken a vote. That was one of the opportunities that was considered in the process, because there are individuals who would like to have by election, and at least then that has been on the table and voted on.
Appointment. not on weapons.
Yeah, we are kind of saying that in the motion that we're going to hit.
Yeah.
Application process, and that is a kind of good point whether we switch a motion in prior to that.
But it might mean that I wouldn't want to do that because it might mean that we don't get suitable candidates this way. We have to go to election, which is our second option. So this is a normal option, and the by-election is a secondary option if we can't find a suitable candidate by appointment. That's sort of the way I understand it.
Council hasn't made the decision whether to buy a license. You're saying that they're just waiting to what names come in.
Well, they still have that option. That's their last option, is to do, go to a buy election, but that's expensive. It takes time. We're going to get 60 days. So.
Can we talk about it? The process?
I'm confident that this won't be so time. After we're going out to have a buy election, we want to call the buy election, which means it's going to be. Next council meeting.
Yeah. Before that, we can do that. We're going to be arguing declaring
that they're going to do it by appointment. Yeah, it is saying that the council is taking that route. But... I guess if we wanted to buy a life plan, this would be the opportunity for council to vote against that resolution.
So ultimately, if by appointment did not come about within 60 days, this will bear to the second meeting will come about.
Right. So I think just for the fact that process is okay as long as the second thing is what bears to second. We're satisfying them by stating whether it's by election or appointment. That is saying we're by appointment. So I think we're
probably. There's nothing to say that if you're not satisfied, there's nothing to say that at a later date that you can't pass a resolution, pass a bylaw to go to bylaw.
If we're not satisfied. Yeah, that's, I think we're covered one way or the other.
Any further discussion? You want to record a vote? Done? Call the question. All in favor? Sure. So, resolution 21338 be resolved that the Council of Township Gower pursuant to the Municipal Act, SO 2001, is amended in the closed session act. 5:53 p.m. to discuss the following items: personnel matters of an identifiable individual, including municipal or local board employees, 239-2B, staffing, position, plan, procedure, criteria, and instruction to be applied to any negotiations carried on or to be carried on by the Tobacco Municipality Local Board, 2025, S-239-2. 217C10SCH1S26-239-2K, Presbury's on Recreation and Cultural Center negotiations. Can we move on to second, please? Mr. Heston? Second? Mr. Heston? Any discussion? All questions on there?